Good morning and welcome to our K-State Research and Extension Report today featuring Extension District 4-H Agent Janae McNally. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Doing okay. You?
I'm great.
Anderson County Fair is going right now and a lot of other things going on, but we also have a number of summer area contests as well.
We do. We are in the middle, really, of Anderson County Fair, and it's going really well. The kids are doing so well this week. This morning we have our goat show followed by sheep show this evening, and so we're excited and in the thick of that. But I thought, you know, we have some other contests that have been happening that our 4-H'ers have been doing around the district this summer, so I thought I'd take a week and highlight some of those. During the stay at home and the no face-to-face contact, I kind of came up with a contest for social media where they would send in pictures of kids. I knew they were at home working on their projects, and so I had them send me some pictures of them working on the projects and give a little description. Then we put that on our social media page and we're able to share that. And we have some contest winners. And so Emma Good from Star Shooting and the Behrens family from Shaft each get a gift certificate or gift card to a local establishment. So I wanted to recognize those two families. They send in tons of pictures, so they'll be rewarded with that. In the Southeast Area Judging Contest, Frontier District was well represented. We had a senior livestock team with Timothy Pierce and Haley Gillespie, as well as Tyler Gillespie. They won second overall as a team, and then individual results for different contests I'll talk about here in just a minute. But Amelia Behrens was first in photography for the Southeast Area and Intermediate Division. Noah Behrens was senior division, and he received first. Justin Brinkley from Melbourne Junior Highline got 10th in photography. Braden Gillespie was an intermediate from Seekers Not Slackers. He got 5th in the Skillathon and 3rd in Livestock. And Haley Gillespie in the senior division from Seekers Not Slackers got 2nd in Crops, 2nd in Skillathon, and 1st in Meats. Their brother Tyler, also in the senior division, got 3rd in Livestock, 1st in Skillathon. And Adele Higby was in the senior division from Appanese Trailblazers in Franklin County, and she got 10th in Skillathon and 7th in Meats. Allie Neisler in the intermediate division from Linden Leaders got 8th in Crops. Ethan Neisler, who's a senior from Linden Leaders, got 10th in Horticulture and 8th in Crops. Tanis Normile was an intermediate from Rowdy Wranglers. She tied for 2nd in the Facts Contest. And then Timothy Pierce, who's a senior from Burr Go-Getters, got 10th in the Facts and Meats, 7th in Horticulture, 5th in Crops. And 4 of our Frontier District members competed in the Southeast Area Favorite Food Contest, and 3 of them scored in the 90s. And Braylon McNally from Melbourne Junior Highline walked away with honorable mention after a 3-way tie for first place of a perfect score. So we're really proud of every one of those kids that got online, and it was all virtual, and did those contests. I know we usually do them face-to-face, but during this time, you know, we in the 4-H world kind of figured out how to do things online, so I commend all those kids who got online and did that. I do want to talk about 3 Frontier District 4-H members, previous and present, were awarded a state 4-H scholarship. Megan Davis, a previous member of the Princeton Goldbusters, received the June Beaver Scholarship. Kyla Gardner, a current 4-H member of Golden Achievers, and Chad Hipton, a previous member of Rowdy Wranglers, each received the Goffert Foundation 4-H Scholarship. So I'm excited for those 3 individuals who have a little bit of extra help as they continue on with college or start their college career. But again, Frontier District kids are doing great things all over the district, not only with fairs, but in other aspects of the 4-H world as well.
Well, thank you, Janae. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meritus A&E Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gall.